Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's episode 85 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. We are back in El Studio de Broad Street Bully. That was Spanish and French together and English. You're welcome from America. And we are here talking about all of the things that are going to happen this postseason not involving the Flyers. It's Drew Pavsky here. We have Jeff DeAngelis here and Doyle here. I'm really breathing heavy. Hi.
Back home in your mom's basement.
Yeah.
Are you having a heart attack?
No. You wish.
Yeah.
Look at my left arm. Limber as ever.
Guy's been drinking gravy all day. He's not going to slow him down.
Remember
now.
You were helping me move out of college and you started like coughing like crazy upstairs. I was like, is this it? Is this happening?
Hey. This is it.
Looking up at the bottom of a long stairway to see me go, hey! Keel over. It's like, God damn, we still do a dresser. It was oak. It was heavy.
Yeah.
Like my bull bag. All right, it only took us a minute.
Wooden dressers are pretty heavy.
He just died to get out of lifting the dresser.
I remember we were driving up there. There was a great license plate. It just said Calzone. Remember that? It was a Pennsylvania license plate out in like Reading. It just said Calzone. It was a little vanity plate.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
Well, I didn't. It's my phone background ever since. People don't forget. But well, I just want to give a quick shout out. No, what am I? My Anthony Stolarz and Michael Neuwirth. We'll get to that later. But I want to give a quick shout out and thanks to the guys at Fourth and Go for having us on last week. That was awesome. We had a good time in their studio. They are a bunch of degenerate alcoholics like us, and we appreciate being around them.
Meanwhile, Wildfire really has a nice setup.
Well, yeah, but they're actually a studio.
Good, fancy. Fancy stuff.
You can't all be in our studio here. Look at these. Look at these Burger King headliners. You can't
buy
those.
They don't have headliners there.
They don't have John LeClair and Dave Brier bobbleheads.
Nobody
two different
has
eras
a very
of Flyers.
Weird looking Chris Gratton.
The only knock I have is me and Drew had to share a mic.
Yeah, but that's because the show before them was on remote at some bar or brewery, so they took all the mics.
Guys, are we talking about behind the scenes Wildfire stuff? We're really allowed to do this.
Yes.
You guys signed the non-disclosure agreement.
Oh, the NDA?
Did I? I thought I tore my
farts. Note.
That's not what it said. It only took 2 minutes to get to a fart joke. Anyway, guys, the Flyers, if you've been paying attention or haven't, let me spoil it for you.
Playoffs.
They're not going to make it.
Damn it.
So if you were planning on buying postseason tickets, you might want to buy them somewhere else.
Exactly.
Or maybe for next year.
Maybe just take an Amtrak train, become a Rangers fan.
The Flyers season is on hospice.
We will be.
They're not going to make it.
We will definitely. I would argue they've been on hospice for weeks, but
yeah, they're getting comfortable for the end.
They were
according to my tweet that I tweeted in February. They were on hospice since then,
according to Tim Panaccio.
But now they took a turn for the worse. Now they're just asleep and like getting morphine shoved into them, just to like make sure the passing's easier in a couple of days.
So go silently morbid. Into this dark night.
They're bringing their princess. last hurrah, which is bringing up Sam Warren.
Yeah,
and starting Vecchione.
And scratching Vandevelde. Oh, wait. So
then unscratching him.
I plan on us. We will be giving a full breakdown of the season and what went wrong and looking at our predictions from the beginning. But now we're not going to get to that. We still have plenty of hockey left. By plenty,
so
I mean
much.
Like three
games. Two games.
Oh, it's only two. Right. I forgot I'm going to play on Thursday this week. We have Saturday versus the Blue Jackets and Sunday versus the Carolina Hurricanes.
Oh, wow. They're ending on a back-to-back.
So, these are both at home.
Are the
Hurricanes
still in the playoff picture? It'd be nice to ruin their chances.
At this time, I believe they still are, but it's pretty slim.
All right. Yeah, the Bruins won a bunch of games, so
the Bruins are looking pretty good right now. They're not
the
that far.
The Bruins are in third.
They're not that far away from just sealing it up. They just got to win a couple more. But yeah, Carolina is out, actually.
Are?
Yeah, they have one less point than us.
Losers.
So, that sucks for them. I guess Tampa Bay is pretty much done. The Islanders, they have three games left. If they win all three and Toronto loses the rest of their games,
they will make it. Canadians are first in the Atlantic with 101.
Well, actually,
points.
No, it's same with Tampa. Tampa has to win all three. Islanders got to win all three. Toronto's got to lose.
The Canadians are first in the Atlantic with 101 points. Their first round matchup projected is the Rangers. The Rangers have 100 points. And they're in the wild card.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I told you, this new playoff format
makes no sense.
It is bananas, as the kids say nowadays, or
it's
did
not even
10 years
fair
ago.
How good the Metropolitan Division is.
Yeah, and exactly for teams like us.
At least
us.
The Penguins are falling apart. See, Stroger Ace is out for the rest of the season.
Oh, what'd he do?
Herniated disc in his neck. He's getting surgery.
And Jeff, for the fans at home who don't know, who is Stroker Ace?
Oh, Chris Letang.
Okay. And why do you call him that?
Because he had a stroke.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure we're all playing along here.
Where's the ace come from?
Stroker Ace was the bad guy from Speed Racer, right? Speed Racer?
You're asking me about
your,
Speed
this
Racer.
Is your nickname.
Stroker Ace.
I always wet my ass when I wet my shit, right? I do, right? I don't know. This is what you're telling us. Like, we don't know.
Oh, apparently it was also a Charlie Daniels Band song in a movie.
Oh.
So maybe it wasn't
Wait,
the bad
Charlie
guy.
Daniels Band is a song that's not Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're lying.
Oh, apparently it was just a movie in 1983.
Just kidding, you're
so
a tiger.
Totally wrong.
So you weren't even close?
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
And you know who else was wrong? All the Flyers beat writers when they tweeted that Chris Vandeville was going to be scratched yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that one, everyone was like, oh my God, it's finally happening.
I'm pretty sure that's happened like three times this year.
I know, but it was so exciting because like they were officially knocked out of playoff contention and you're like, well, might as well play all the young guys. And then what do? They call up the young guys, they scratch Vandeveld, and everyone's like, Hacksaw is just fucking with us the entire time.
He knew they were going to make the playoffs. But yeah, I guess we can talk a little about the games that passed. It don't really mean anything at this point. But the Flyers, since last week, they have still played pretty well.
They didn't play a terrible last couple games. They just played themselves out of it around that Toronto-Boston run.
Yeah, even before that, too. Yep. But since we last spoke to you guys, they had a 3-0 shellacking over the Devils. We can talk about that in a second, too. A lot of crazy stuff in that game. We had a 4-3 loss to the Rangers, but hard fought. And then we lost in overtime to the Devils last night after a scoreless game for a while, and then Voracek got tripped on the going the other way.
Classic Steve Mason game.
What, saving everything and then like giving
up
a
shutout
goal.
And then you lose the shutout.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Cole Hamill syndrome.
So let's talk about the Devils game first. Obviously, if you've watched the first one, okay. If you've watched anything on Twitter or on Comcast Sports, that they've been playing this stuff, like I said on Twitter, like the Twin Towers getting hit by a plane. Michael Neuwirth collapsing.
Oh, yeah.
They've replayed that
hard.
Every game since then. Like, oh, scary situation. Michael Neuwirth is out. Like, you remember this? Because, like, they know it's getting views. Yeah.
Did you see...
if it bleeds, it leads. If it passes out, we'll shove it out.
There was a Penguins fan blog that got a lot of heat because they used the overhead shot of Neuwirth laying on the ice, and it says they just got eliminated or something along those lines. And everybody was like, that's tasteless. Even Penguins fans were like, that's tasteless. And I was like, I don't know, I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, I had like three other tweets
knowing
in the chamber
he's not hurt. Knowing
on
he's
Saturday,
not hurt.
But I wasn't... I was pretty sure it wasn't anything serious, but yeah. I was like, you know what? Don't lose any followers for this one. I'm going to go to my personal Twitter for this
knowing
one.
Knowing he's not dead, in hindsight, it's a funny...
Yeah. I wrote, check the grassy knoll, and only one person responded. It was Jess Bricker, so it was okay.
Sniper.
Check the black dog, man.
Dude, everybody came off the bench pretty fast for that.
Yeah.
So I guess that was scary. I missed it.
Faster than came off the bench for Scott Laughton.
That's true. <last year. laughs> Get up, Scott. My neck hurts.
Scott, you're fine.
So that was a weird game. So what made it so weird was Neuwirth wasn't even supposed to start. Or if he was supposed to start, Mason was supposed to back him up. But the problem is Mason called out that day pretty late with a stomach bug. Neuwirth apparently had like some sort of like head cold
Mason
or sinus
had the
thing.
Poops. Neuwirth had a head cold.
Mason
and Stolarz got the call like, yo, you got to drive down to the game. We got
to
go.
You had to drive from Wilkes-Barre to
New Jersey.
And if you could get here before the game starts, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And then he got there right as like he got there and he got set up. He got finally all suited up to sit on the bench right when like 3 minutes into the first. And then like seven minutes or 10 minutes into the first, Neuwirth collapses.
Down goes Neuwirth.
And you see
down goes Neuwirth.
You should definitely watch that if you haven't. It's actually really scary because especially Bill Clement pointed this out, which I freaked out too. I saw it. He didn't move for like 3 or 4 seconds. And that was oh my God, did he just have an aneurysm?
He's dead. Oh, I didn't even think about that. What if he was
I was thinking like aneurysm or heart attack or something like that, but he wasn't moving, so I was thinking aneurysm or like some sort of stroke.
If he were to pass, the best place to be is on ice, so.
Yeah, you save money on The Undertaker, I guess.
It's true.
And of course, there was people saying, which I was thinking too, we extended the wrong goalie. God damn it, Neuwirth, now you're selling yourself out of getting picked up by Las Vegas.
It'll be like 4 games next season if the Flyers still have him, and it'll just blow out his knee and won't play for half the season. Hmm. And then that'll be that. It's the story of Michael Neuwirth's career.
Jeff, as they say in my home country of France, c'est la vie.
Say the old folks. Goes to show you never can tell. Rest in peace, Chuck Berry.
Oh, okay.
Peeing on chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Stolarz comes in, does pretty good.
I would say admirable at worst, pretty darn good at best.
Then Hackstall.
Definitely above average.
Instead of riding the hot hand, pulls him to put in the guy without a nameplate on his jersey. Like an amateur. Terrible coach.
That's because he was a Temple player. Fire. Hometown.
Yeah, Samborski.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do it. What are the odds twice in your life, in one season,
yeah,
you're called to be an emergency backup?
In the same building.
In the same building for two different teams.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're from Temple, it's the odds.
They didn't even have, they gave them, they had like an old Leighton jersey in the back that they hadn't burned yet. And they were like, yeah, we'll give you this one.
This one's a game worn, Stanley Cup final authentic. Close your five hole, big guy. And if once the wearer, after wearing it for 10 minutes, will have horrible back injuries and a slow glove.
Yeah.
And
if Ben Eager ever shoots on you.
Oh, good. The other interesting part is, wasn't that Boucher?
The Ben Eager goal?
Yeah. Was that Leighton?
No, it was Leighton, right?
I think it was Leighton.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure. Jeff Stats, you never know with this guy.
No, right down the wing, blasting it over his glove.
I do want to mention, too, like Weiss got thrown out of the game.
He did.
For that hit.
Gudas got concussed.
Like, concussed.
Probably.
Yeah, like a broken solar plex.
Yeah.
It was weird. And who was the Devils player kicked out, too, right? Like,
Prout.
Yeah, Prout.
Yeah, Prout was the one that came across and hit him.
Weiss made a dumb little late hit there, and he kicked out of the game because they were losing control of the game. The refs, like the players, were just like running at each other.
Prout got two games. Weiss got nothing, which is surprising.
Well, his hit wasn't horrible. It was just the context of the situation.
Oh, I know, like, but just
it would have been a penalty,
before, you know?
But it wouldn't have been picked at. Wouldn't have been like, oh, you kicked out of the game, unless it was like one of those things where the game was just getting out of control.
Dude, what I don't get is that they made it such a big deal for the next Devils game. Like, the Devils called up all these goons, and you're like, why?
Good. What are you going to make sure we
both
have
both your seasons are over? Like, what do you gain?
We will need two extra. We will need two extra ice packs this offseason. Thank you, Devils.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of them that kept trying to freaking go after Dale Weiss.
Yeah, and the Rangers game is really going to talk about that. It was Henrik being Henrik. Henrik the Flyers.
It wasn't really Henrik being Henrik though.
No. At the end, it was.
Until the end, they only had like 17 shots on goal, so it was like vintage Rangers being the fucking
six goalies on the ice.
Giroux got robbed in the final seconds.
Yeah, that was the real time Henrik was being Henrik.
Yeah, and but I'll give the Flyers credit for trying. They didn't give up there.
Yeah, everybody except Vilppula, who apparently doesn't realize how clocks work or countdowns work.
He didn't have anything open.
Yeah.
No, he was just like, we're out of time. Fuck.
Yeah, but it's so easy to say that when you're playing. You're not watching them from TV.
Everybody else had an easy time getting the puck to the net.
Who? None of the guys that scored?
They all scored.
They scored
a bunch of goals to get back to 4-3.
They scored two.
And let's talk about if Stolarz could make some saves, maybe that game would have been tied.
That's what I was trying to say, but I was trying to troll on our Twitter, but no one was biting.
No.
I was
Nobody
like,
cares anymore. The casual fans are gone.
They're the ones that would get mad at me.
Yeah, the people who would get angry are already
I was like, oh,
up.
I guess we can blame Stolarz for not making the playoffs this year. Thanks a lot. Ship trade him. And I was just like, who's this Sam Morin guy last night? And no one was biting. It was so sad. It takes the life out of me.
Everybody's giving up.
I love ruining people's days.
No.
It's so much fun to get angry tweets. Like the one guy was like, I can't believe that you would think that. And I was like, if you've taken anything that this podcast account has tweeted seriously, I sincerely apologize.
Yeah, were you doing gender condescension?
No. No, nothing about rainbows either.
Oh my God. Talk about a fucking cunt. Jesus Christ. Like, question. Have you ever told a man, don't get your panties in a bunch?
Yes. Going with it, yeah.
Have you ever told a man that?
Yes.
Have you ever told a woman that?
I don't think so, actually.
You never told a woman that? Only a man? Wow.
I forgot
sexist.
About this lady.
I just couldn't believe it.
That's sexist?
Apparently.
I didn't realize that.
If it was, all right, only way a guy could be sexist is if, like, actually, I can see maybe she thought it was, but it's a common saying.
Yeah, that is very well known.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have said, don't get your niggas in a twist.
Yeah, I could have said, like, listen here, don't get your tampon string wrapped. Like, no, it wasn't. It was just like.
I think if you would have said, like, don't get your tampon out of joint would have been
way more offensive. Guys wear panties, too. Sometimes my girlfriend makes me wear them, okay? It's called dress up.
Yeah,
relax.
Fine.
But anyway,
I don't see anything wrong
that was the whole thing. And then
there's
having
you moonlight at the show bar.
We got to.
I don't know if she was really mad though. Because did she unfollow? I don't think she unfollowed.
Yeah, she did.
Us.
No, she did.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So,
oh well,
whatever.
You win some, you lose some. I guess Flyers know about that.
You win some, you lose.
So
more.
Don't ever tweet someone. Don't get your panties in a bunch when you're agreeing with them because to tell them like, hey, listen, I'm actually
that's
agree with
highly
you.
Highly offensive.
Because it's highly offensive. It's gender condescension. And then don't message them saying, yo, what's up? I didn't realize that was offensive. And then she accuses you of sliding into her DMs like a dude on Twitter. Like, yeah, I'm trying to fuck you. Good one.
Wow. I didn't know all this happened.
Oh, yeah. Go back on the Twitter DMs and read it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was reading that while I was in Atlantic City, and I was like, who the fuck is this person?
I was drunk. I was like, no. I was like, there's no reason to get mad. Man. I was like, just relax. Like, I was just like, yo, we're just making jokes. People to listen to our stuff. We like interacting with people on Twitter. You look like you're kind of funny.
Nah,
that's the way
it
was.
She was probably just out for to be angry at somebody.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, probably.
True.
Yeah, well, can't get them all. We have some more.
If I looked like that, I'd be angry at the world, too. So
we got some new followers this weekend. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. It's all good in the hood, but I did like having some people, new guys, listen to the show. Like the one guy we talked to at the Flyers game when we were there a couple weeks ago, Facebooked me and said he liked the show. So we do appreciate everyone that's been listening. And don't worry, guys, there's plenty more ruckus where this came from. This summer is going to be a doozy. There's not even 1 week of the playoffs to look forward to, so we're gonna have a whole extra like 2 weeks of, you guessed it, summer series 2017.
The whole episode is gonna be like, so this team won in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and
guys, I didn't want to do this, but I reinstalled Tinder because I need more material for the show. That's what we're doing. But yeah, it was a wild weekend, and then the Devils game last night. We got to see Sam Morin
finally
and Mike Vecchione. Or is it Vecchione?
Vecchione.
I know there's a Mike Vecchione who's a comedian. In New
he
York,
will not play him. Again, right?
Ever?
No, he's not going to play Saturday.
Well, Friday he has a little bit of a dinner on Friday night.
Yeah,
I heard.
That's why he's not.
You think he's
going
to win the Hobie Baker? I don't even know what college players are eligible for.
Yeah, he's going to Chicago for the Hobie Baker Award dinner, and he might win.
Yeah, he could.
He's in the running.
That's
so
exciting.
That'd be kind of cool. The Rangers got their Hobie Baker last year. We got our Hobie Baker this year.
Dude, Rangers fans from Twitter were pretty sad. They pretty much had Vecchione locked up.
Why? They already have.
Because the Rangers just assume they're going to get everybody because they trade away all their draft picks.
And they get what? Yeah. Who are they? Us, like 5 years ago? Lame. Totally lame.
Yeah, they just assume they're going to get all the college prospects because they trade away all of their draft picks to get guys like Ryan Callahan. Or no, who did they get for Ryan Callahan?
Oh.
San Luis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That works.
And somehow they're still playing pretty well.
Yeah. I feel like their window closed a while ago. Everybody, like, you read, like, Rangers Twitter, and they're like...
It was a big window.
Yeah, they're like, well, Dan Girardi stinks, and Mark Stahl stinks. And I'm like, still better than McDonald's, so stop complaining. I have to tell you.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We're hating it.
He stinks.
God. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on Sam Morin last night? Start with him, because he's... No, actually, no, fuck that. We can talk about him for a while.
He didn't really have any goals.
Mike Vecchione.
I didn't get to see
Mike
the game.
Vecchione.
Hextall didn't give him a lot to work with.
Well, I think he was trying to protect them.
Yeah, they only gave him like 8 minutes. So, I mean, good.
He's going from college to the NHL. It's not like there was a fans game to
he
warm up
good
with.
Good for what he
I
played.
Will say that people were upset on Twitter that he was playing the fourth line.
Right. Well, I don't know what they expected.
Yeah.
Can we dispel this myth right now? In the NHL, this is not be a pro in the NHL. Even on that, you start in the fourth line usually.
You don't just
go from being a rookie or a second-year player and be a first-line player all the time. Unless, of course, you're like,
I
don't know, Sidney Crosby or Connor McDavid.
If you want to see how difficult it is, after I think it was the first period or the second period, one of the periods the Flyers escaped because the Devils were smothering them in the zone. And Chris Therrien's interviewing Sam Morin, and Sam Morin's like, He's
out of breath.
Yeah, he's like, it's so much faster at this level. And then you're like, okay, now take that for a guy who's never played at this level ever, hasn't played in a couple of days because Union got knocked out a week ago, and then throw him right into top line, top speed.
Well,
fucking
even
idiots.
Jimmy Vesey's on the third line for the Rangers?
Yeah,
if that.
Maybe. I think he's been up and down.
But I'm pretty sure he started on the fourth line. I just don't get, like, first of all, Mike Vecchione is not going to be some freaking prodigy generational talent.
And Carcetti said like he'll be a top bottom six.
He will be maybe a 20 goal scorer.
Yeah, he could be like a good second, a solid second or third line guy.
Somebody else said a better Matt Reed.
Yeah, but if he's going to be a third line center, what are they going to do with Couturier?
He could play wing too, probably.
Oh no! Not when his offense finally emerged. Which another thing, the Flyers beat writers. I think it was Carcitti who was like,
"Oh God,"
or maybe it was the I forget who it was, but they were like, "The trade for Philpola did not affect Couturier in any sort of way. It's just the chances for Couturier were coming. They're just finally hitting." And I'm like, it has nothing to do with, like, he's matching up against third and fourth lines.
I couldn't, you know? I mean, I can understand it's not all because of Philpola, but that definitely helped just the lineup changes.
No, they were saying that, like, the Philpola trade didn't, like, Coots had the chances coming. They're just finally going in now. And I'm like, no.
What a bunch of horseradish that is.
Yeah.
I don't agree one instant, sir.
No, like, he definitely benefits from, like, playing against the third and fourth lines.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
we've talked about this.
He benefits because the deep, like, the other coach has to pick who they're going to defend against.
Yeah, now you have Giroux, Philpola, and Couturier as centers. That's like, those are decent centers.
Yeah. You play against worse players and you get better. Surprise.
Yeah, well, apparently we're overpaying Philpola for a one-year deal, so.
Yeah, yeah, lick my whole grundle.
We have to use a protection slot on him, so that's a waste.
Jesus Christ.
Now they're going to sign and lock up Wheel, apparently. It's going
to
be their
is there any reason
slot.
Not to? The Flyers would have...
No, that's going
to
be their last open slot, apparently.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely.
I would protect Wheel. I would... People were, like, complaining that they weren't going to protect Cousins at one point. I'm like,
I'd rather have Wheel over Cousins.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Cousins wasn't in
people
NHL
get
All-Star.
So attached to these... Because here's... We've had so much history of trading guys away before they were ready, and they go on and do well other places. And there's so much of that, like... Scared, they're so scared to do that again. It's like Nick Cousins is not going to project as a top
Nick
line
Cousins
player.
Could be Justin Williams.
Like, here's the thing, Nick Cousins is good. He's shown some
I think Sean Couturier is closer to that than Nick Cousins.
Cousins shown, used up all his good luck to beat those charges all those years ago in college.
He's shown the ability to play well, and he played decent in the playoffs last year. But he's like, oh, he fights a little bit, and he hits hard, and he shoots. Like, come on, man, come on. He's not an amazing player.
He's a little instigator out there.
He's what you would call...
I like him too, but I'm not going to cloud my judgment when you're trying to build a franchise now around
these
players.
He's what the French would call easily replaceable.
I don't think that's how you say it in French.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
It's easily replaceable.
Replaceable. Easy.
Ask Regis McGuire, he'll tell you. Madame Bello, every time I heard him play on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Did you also hear Chris Therrien was talking about it during the last Devils game that if Legolas? If Las Vegas picks...
Legolas Greenleaf? On the Alvinkern?
If Las Vegas picks Delzato, that counts as the player from the Flyers. He was with the team at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Which means Andy McDonald's going to be here for the full 5 years, guys.
Oh.
They'll probably trade him after
And that also
year.
Means they could pick Mason free and clear and not have to have... To collapse a lot.
McDonald
Who's
has
that again?
That's Neuwirth.
Oh, okay.
McDonald has what? 3 years after this year left. I feel like
Woo lad.
They'll probably eat his contract next year and
eat it whole.
Either buy him out or trade him and eat half the salary.
Eat that.
And eat that fart.
I'm done with that, Joe Derek. Have some of that. Are you done with that apple
Maybe
corn?
They'll stash him
Fuck,
at the...
I had a point, but
I'm pretty sure Joe said this when he was on, that they could just stash him at the AHL next
Oh, right. Okay, so that's what I was going to say.
Joe who?
Joe
Walker, unofficial reporter for the Broad Street Boy podcast.
Correct.
He writes articles every week on our site, broadstreetboy.net.
Yes.
I just want to make sure, okay.
So, right, they're going to move up defensemen from the Phantoms. They're going to need to replace the defensemen they lose. Andy McDonald played his best hockey, arguably, at the AHL level because he moves at the speed of 18-year-old kids who have no NHL experience.
No, his brain moves at the speed.
So, like, you're going to get minimal money relief, but Hextall's okay with the salary cap. Like, he's not expecting too much. And plus, everybody he's bringing up doesn't cost that much money.
You can always bury McDonald in the minors.
Yeah, so you just drop McDonald down to the AHL, let him and TJ Brennan guide the defense and the team to the Calder Cup.
Or... What if the pairings next year, just let me give you the six defensemen, you have Gostis Bear, you have McDonald, you have Gudas, you have Morin, you have Sanheim, and then who else am I missing?
Hag.
Manning.
Hag, McDonald, Manning.
Manning.
God.
Think about a pairing of Sam Morin and Radko Gudas. A shutdown PK pairing.
That would...
It'd be terrifying.
That pairing would like literally lead to an arm buildup across the whole country, just like in the Cold War. I couldn't imagine what that would do.
An arms race.
Damn it.
It's a bunch of ICBMs. By the way, shout out to Sean Moore for changing our Revolutionary War reference to go like, I was hoping for a Cold War reference. More like those, it was such a bad accuracy. It's like those old age ICBMs, am I right, or something like that?
I did like,
this
like
guy,
that tweet, though.
This guy gets it. He knows one's onions, as I say, back where I come from.
I laughed pretty hard at the musket.
You don't come from there.
Yes, I do. I'm a time traveler. I'm a jalopy.
Shut the hell up.
One day I was thinking to go out in the woods. Next thing I know, boom, bang, I'm out.
Son of a bitch.
I'm in the future. I used to be a drugstore cowboy.
I'm in the future.
Had too much giggle water.
What are you, in a freaking 311 song?
What?
Drugstore cowboy?
That's what they used to call the guys to hang out.
Damn it.
Oh my god.
You know what? The worst part about the 20s? We're talking about
a Radko Gudas, Sam Morin, PK Perrin.
Right.
Shut the hell up.
Let me answer it with a 20s thing. They say the 20s, that's so Jake, meaning that's so cool. Isn't that stupid?
God. Yeah, well, remember in the 90s, he used to be Wizard?
What?
You never heard
You're
of that?
You're a wizard, Harry.
No.
Cool used to be Wizard?
No, I don't remember that.
Dude, look it up.
Did they call
I'd rather not.
Did they call them the Washington Cools? Or were they still the Bullets back then?
Yeah, that's racist.
They were
talking about cigarettes, Jeff.
They were the Bullets, and they were offensive.
I forgot Cools were cigarettes. Damn it.
But yeah, Gudas and Morin would be a pretty good pairing. They'd be pretty, as you say, physical.
Thanks, Olivia Newton-John.
No problem.
Now that... Drew's torpedoed everything into the ground.
No, I didn't.
I got a...
It's part of the show.
I got to look at the stats for all the Flyers defensemen this week.
W-E-A-K or W-E-E-K?
W-E-E-K.
Okay.
E-E-K. Andy McDonald is not the worst defenseman on the team, but he is not the best defenseman on the team.
We know this.
Yeah, we could have told
you. So it is known.
I could have told you that without looking at all the stats.
Ivan Provorov's numbers for being a 19-year-old rookie with no previous NHL experience are simply incredible.
Absolutely, indubitably incredible.
He has more block shots than McDonald does.
Does he have more block shots than Nick Schultz?
I don't know. Nick Schultz played like 40 games.
Okay, I was asking the hard questions.
Plus 996.
So probably. Also, if Ghost's agent compare his stats this year to McDonald's stats this year, Ghost will make somewhere in the neighborhood of $12 million next year.
$12 million?
Yeah, because if McDonald's making $5 million and his stats are like half as good as Ghost's,
they're not going to do
why
that.
Why would Ghost not make $10 million a year?
Shut the hell up.
You heard it here first.
Jesus.
He gives me a torpedoes.
7.5 minimum.
This is like a Tom Petty album. Damn the torpedoes from Jeff.
7.5 minimum.
That's a great reference.
For 15 years.
Shut your mouth.
It's going to get shaped.
He's not going to get that much money.
It's going to get shaped.
He's going to get a bridge deal.
What about a gin deal?
Oh, Rummy 500, we get it. You couldn't help
bridge
yourself.
Bridge deal. What is he, Christopher Christie?
Oh boy, see what happens to the Flyers with the play for people. It's just the show. We haven't even reached a half hour yet, and this is already happening.
Like a bridge gate.
Just fucking end this. Just shut it off.
There was so much lead up.
I know. Much like this season. But anyway, so Sam Morin, I'd love to see him last night just swallow up defender's hole in the corner.
Yes,
like
and he thought, laid some pretty big
it was like
hits.
A ball rock just
I'm
coming in.
I'm kind of disappointed that Sons of Penn did not tweet any gifs of him hitting people.
He led the Flyers in hits the first, like, he had like a third of the Flyers' hits in the first period. Like three.
I know, I
ten.
Saw, but I didn't get to watch the game, so I didn't get to see any of it.
He laid some people out.
Just like, it wasn't even like always laying them out, but like just the guy was coming around the corner, right? And they were starting to cycle. He just skates into where he's going and takes the body into the boards. Jabs a puck to the corner, a guy gets it and gets it out of the zone. It was that simple. He did that multiple times. Like, you know, Provorov, he'll body guys up, but also he's a little more quick with the puck.
He'll seal him out.
He'll grab it, he'll seal him off and grab the puck and he can move it. Provorov makes some amazing plays in tight quarters get out. Morin's just like brawn. He just gets in there, and he has a little bit of finesse too. But he gets in there, he bodied him off. One guy he wrote into the boards, and this one, and like I couldn't even see the guy anymore. I saw a little bit of red and black shoulder pad, and just Morin over top of him. And next thing the puck was squared out, and they were going the other way with it.
Dude, he towers over everyone.
And there, you saw the breakaway. He got broke up, right? Yeah, break up. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was reminiscent of his. Where did he play? QMHJL.
Oh, when he closed on that guy like three strides. Yeah, I was saying on Twitter last night, like, the dude has like three strides and he's already in the other blue line.
It's the same thing that Chris Pronger had. His strides are so big he doesn't have to work hard to get places.
Yeah,
and once he figures out like where to be in position.
Speaking,
his positioning has gotten so much better since he was drafted. They've been saying though,
but like it's the same deal with Pronger.
I saw like I watch every like junior game he played in. But
Pronger could take like minute and a half shifts because he barely skated. He just knew where to be, and then if he had to get somewhere, it didn't take him long to get there, so he didn't get tired.
I don't know if you saw...
Which begs the question, how long until Char to get good? What the fuck was that guy doing?
ESPN...
Right. Well, because he was too busy with the circus in the offseason.
ESPN writer Corey Pronman compared...
So he's a guy with a laptop.
Travis Sanheim to a combination of Chris Pronger and Shea Weber.
Yeah, but I saw on Twitter that he was making like a half like hearted joke. And they ran with
it. Yeah, what?
I'm pretty sure he was running like...
Those are two completely... Well...
I'm pretty sure he did that as a joke. I saw it on Twitter last night. He said, this is why I don't ever give comparisons to players. I was joking on Twitter and like...
Sanheim has...
They said he wrote it in an article.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sanheim has an offensive upside, so how would
Maybe it was a different writer saying, this is why I never give player comparisons. It's just silly. That's probably what it is.
Do you have the article there or no?
No.
Remember the time I compared Mark Richards to Bobby Clark?
I didn't see it, so I don't know. But that doesn't make any sense. Mike Richards, Bobby Clark, they
compared him.
Both relied on medicines to get by.
True.
Weak.
But they compared the playing styles, which was like, yeah, I guess I can kind of see it. But still, like, Clark was a much better scorer. Clark was a Hall of Fame player. Yeah.
Richards was a true captain, not like
Richards would have been a Hall of Fame player if he played back in the 70s because he got drunk all the time. And just like, he could have, like, but he would have scored so much because Richards was talented. Yeah. Just the level of talent today is like, there's so much more.
Richards was a true captain, not like our soft one now.
Yeah. Give the seat to Simmons.
People are still
he took
on
a dumb penalty last night.
Simmons always takes dumb penalties against the Rangers. Fuck, the Devils.
He does against the Rangers sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Glassjaw McDonough will tell you that.
The games against the Devils really get under his skin. Simmons does not have his best... cool heads do not prevail.
Hmm. I like the way you put that.
Make some questionable decisions.
But we mentioned Char earlier, the Bruins. You guys see Marchand just give a nice little sack tap?
He speared the shit out of him.
Went whoop.
I believe he's being suspended for that.
He hasn't been suspended yet.
Right.
And I saw yesterday, I was watching a video somebody posted. I think it was just like, I was on Facebook and some hockey video came up. And then like the next video was another hockey video. And it was just 3 minutes of Brad Marchand slew-footing people. And I'm like, wow, this guy hasn't gotten suspended yet for this stuff.
Deadspin's headline is Bruins Brad Marchand ejected for spearing guy in the dick and balls.
You know why I did that? Because he's a... Oh, pusser.
He was ejected from the game.
I don't know if TSN has updated that they're going
to
be.
I didn't see anything, but also haven't been really paying attention.
If he doesn't get, if that doesn't even get looked at, like the NHL,
the fix is in.
Yeah, well, between Crosby with Ryan O'Reilly's nuts and Mark Methot's finger, which was disgusting. I don't know. Did we talk about that?
I scrolled through that. I was like, you, I'm not going to look at that.
Yeah, they were like, you know. You're going to have to like click on the picture to see it. And I'm like scrolling down. It just showed up. I was like, I have to click.
So the first time we saw Goatsy as a 12-year-old, like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So Brad Marchand will have a hearing with the Department of Player Safety on Thursday.
Oh, a hearing.
Thursday.
Get it.
So he'll get suspended and Sidney Crosby will not.
Oh, well, that's the, as they say back in my home country of France, Jeff, c'est la vie.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty bad when you look at it, but I feel like completely destroying a guy's pinky finger and then hitting a guy in the balls from behind is just as bad.
Yeah, maybe even worse, because pinky might hurt you in the bedroom, but getting hit in the balls hurt you in the bedroom and creating life. The more, you know.
Jesus.
Hit him in the dick.
So, also yesterday news broke that the NHL will not participate in the Olympics.
Yes, I want to talk about this. So questions, I tweeted at CSN from our account. This was my opinion of those of you guys who looked at it. A guy's like, I don't care about the decision to play the Olympics. I'm worried about the lockout implications, which
right,
I agree.
It's going to happen.
Because I basically said, I think the Olympics rule. I like watching them. And I think it's a good way for the players to play for their home country because they're playing literally a sport
right.
that like they love to play, clearly, or are just really good at and could be to help their country out. And why wouldn't they want to?
Between the Olympics, the...
Even a commie like Ovechkin wants to play for his country.
Between the Olympics where the players are going to be angry, the contracts where the owners are going to be angry because they're throwing in all these signing bonuses and they're finding ways to... cheat like player payment and Las Vegas eventually needing a bailout probably even a lockout
and like it's gonna and they're aiming like the CBA expires. I think it can expire as early as 2020, as late as 2021 or 22 depending on when they like leave early, because there's
yeah,
a couple
have, like,
different
an clauses clause for like yeah. 2 or 3 years.
So
before
guess what's gonna happen in 3 years?
Yep.
German Ribstahl might be able to make up to the NHL. Sam Morin will be like what, the 26? No, he's younger than that, right? He's only like what, 21?
Something like that.
Yeah, he'll be like 24.
Flyers will be prime.
Provorov and Ghost will be like. I mean, even if we don't have all those guys, we will have. Giroux will be just like, you know, around hitting 30, or early 30s still.
Well, he's already past his prime, so it doesn't matter.
He's already Mike Richards, dude.
Yeah.
Just give it up.
Can we stop with the trolls and have a serious conversation for 1 second, please?
By the way, CSN Philly put that in an article.
What?
He was past his prime?
No, the Corey Pramen quote.
Oh, okay.
That's where I read it.
Okay, so it was. Okay, so it was legit. Okay.
No, it wasn't legit.
Oh.
That's why he went on Twitter and said...
apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah.
He was making a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's
okay,
not even
I'm sorry.
Like... it's two of the same kind of defensemen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was him, but it was during the game, and I was like watching the game and just scrolling through Twitter while I was doing it, and I thought I saw that, and I was like, that's shitty.
Yeah,
but I didn't know if it was talking about somebody else or him. Okay, good to know. But, they have a lockout. That's going to screw us royally.
Right.
It's not like we're going to like, oh, it's cool. We don't have to watch a half season of Andy McDonald. It doesn't mean anything. It's going to be like, oh, Andy McDonald's going to be gone in 3 years. Yeah. And, shit, they're going to have a lockout.
Shit.
And
Carter
they're
Hart
going to go over and play. Oh, my God. There's so many young guys. We're
Carter Hart will be
have.
Coming off of Vezina performance. And
oh, my God.
Damn it.
Yeah, don't do that.
So the Olympics are nice and all.
We have to get Gary Bettman fired.
Well, like, the Olympics are nice, but I understand why the owners don't want to do it. Like, if I was...
well,
because
John Tavares like blew out his
Sochi,
leg or whatever.
He like
the one
destroyed
time.
His leg in the Olympics and then completely derailed the Islanders' whole season.
Understand?
They need
and
to.
They
like,
also
they
make
should,
more money with the World Cup of Hockey.
If right. they wanted to do it, they should just move when it is.
Right, but the owners are like, well, you know, although the contracts are covered like under insurance, I guess, or whatever with the Olympics. He's
the
like,
Olympics were going to pay for it. They like they bent over backwards.
Well, the Islanders were still like, our season's ruined because our main offensive production has a broken leg.
Yo,
yeah,
guess what? He's not even going to be there next year.
That's true.
I understand it, but like the World Cup of Hockey makes more money for the NHL because it's like sponsored by like them and a bunch of other people. So
yeah,
like,
the World Cup of Hockey is actually more interesting to watch too, because I feel like Olympic hockey is. Are they both on the bigger rink? I forget if the World Cup hockey is on the bigger rink.
I don't know, but the Olympics are.
The Olympics are just like, it's a lot of fancy skating and not a lot of hitting. I don't know. I don't get up for Olympic hockey as much as...
I think it's pretty cool.
It's cool to watch, but like...
The World Cup of hockey was played on NHL rules, NHL size rink.
NHL size rink. Okay, so yeah, that's why probably I was more
But Olympic hockey is still pretty cool. It's a cool switch up, I think.
I don't really care for it. I just watch Olympic hockey because I like to get drunk and root for America.
Well... I mean, if they're going to take out Olympic hockey, as long as the curling's still in the game, I'll still watch this Winter Olympics. Because I like the Winter... The Summer Olympics are so
boring.
Dude,
NBC Sports plays a lot of curling just like during the day.
It's the best.
Dude,
the Russian
ridiculous.
Girls team in 2010.
It's so much hard
shit.
Oh,
my God. Those Russian girls curling teams.
Dude, those...
were one piece of ace.
The people who have to sweep, man, that's a lot of arm strength.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, watching women do it was just slow, like, 50s housewife. I was like, ah, that's kind of nice.
Concentric circles to get all the dirt out.
Old habits die hard. Just kidding. But these are like, these girls are like badass. They're like moving big stones and like sweeping stuff. I love it.
It's a very skillful game.
But the thing is, like, there's like really not much difference between boys and like women's curling. I'm a casual fan. I don't really know much, but it's like just cool to watch. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like shuffleboard. But sitting there and just getting drunk and watching it was just like amazing.
Now, if NHL players,
better than baseball, in my opinion. That's coming from an American.
Baseball is pretty boring.
Unless you're there. I like watching. I like the chess match of the
better,
game. I like watching it and understanding, like, you know,
they're doing stuff
pitch
to speed
counts.
It up, though. They're making it faster.
Yeah, I like playing the game, and I like being there, but watching it on TV when there's 162 games of the Phillies to watch, even when they're playing well.
I was talking about this the other day with
go Phillies. Welcome
with
back.
Someone. I think it was actually... I forget who it was. But anyway, I was saying that, like, when it's nice out, like, I'll put the Phillies on and, like, the radio, just in the background.
If you're doing yard work or some shit?
Yeah. Or like even
if you're down the beach at the shore, lazy day, you don't feel like going out until later. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, like to put it on TV and get 3 hours of my full attention to watch baseball is just not going to happen.
It's like, oh, 7 o'clock, watch Phillies or go do an open mic or play Xbox or like just
or do literally anything
off.
Else.
Like if it's on in the background, sure, but I'm just not going to like sit there attentively.
Yeah.
But I mean, also, I'm not that into baseball like some people might be.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there's people that like love all the stat shit in baseball.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I do like that part of it. The whole, like, you know, the managers, like, except the AL, you know, there's no double switch. But the NL, the double switches are kind
of
cool and, like, moving.
God,
keep,
Charlie Manuel.
In the playoffs,
and
every, like,
switch.
In every sport, the playoffs, every play is, like, magnified so big. So humongous big.
Dude, the baseball season is the worst, though, because, like, the games now really don't matter.
I mean, they matter to get you wins, but
well, yeah,
it.
But like with 162 games, like you can just fast forward to like the end of August, September, and be like, all right, now the good stuff starts.
Yeah, September is when it gets really good. In October, like, dude, when it's like playoff baseball, yeah. And like your pitcher has like 10 pitches through two innings because of like just very like great ground outs or pop flies or like, you know, double plays. You're like,
yeah,
yes.
I don't know why.
I remember like Brett Myers working 11 pitch walk off of like CC Sabathia back in like the 08 World Series run. Like that was amazing. That was so cool. And also, we were good, so it was even more fun to watch for your home team. Because baseball, I can't watch it if it's like, oh, the Cubs-Indians are playing. I'm like, oh, who gives a shit? I watched the last couple innings of it, extra innings, just to watch it because it was on TV, and I was like about to go to bed. I just put it on my TV before I went to bed.
I don't know why they went with a 162-game season.
Because it's baseball.
It seems like so many games for no reason.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you need an off day for maintenance day. He chewed too much dip yesterday.
Like, how does... Like, when they were making up the sports and hockey and basketball, we're like, 82 sounds reasonable. And football is like, no, definitely 16, because why not?
Used to be 14.
And then baseball is like, 162!
I think it was 12 at one point.
Yeah. I think it was 14 in the 80s, though.
Such
the
weird
won,
arbitrary
right?
numbers. Like, 162 games is ridiculous. Baseball season's like 7 months long.
Now, my thing is, too, with baseball, like, it goes from April till, like, October, if you make it all the way. That's, like, hockey's still longer.
Yeah,
hockey goes from October till the first week of June if you make it all the way.
Well, that's also because they push the playoffs out pretty much as far as possible with the NHL.
That's true. But also, you need more rest, though, for the NHL. It's a long season, man. Look, I mean, the Flyers, we can't say this is the reason we made the playoffs, but look how many like crappy like 4 games and like 7 nights games they had to play this year, especially
Flyers
back in the fall when it first started. Like before, there was a grueling season up until about the January mark. They're kind of slowing down, and then like that's when we start losing.
At one point,
I'm not blaming it on that, obviously.
No,
that doesn't help.
At one point, the Flyers had played like 4 or 5 more games than all the other teams.
Yeah. A lot of teams had games in hand on us up until about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of back-to-backs, too.
Interesting.
We're ending with a back-to-back this weekend.
But anyway, if America doesn't send any of their NHL players to the Olympics, is the team just going to be like college kids?
Ah, back in the 80s, the dream team.
Probably.
Like college kids and like, what, like the ECHL guys, I guess?
Yeah. Could be AHL
maybe
guys,
AHLers?
Maybe.
AHLers? Yeah, I don't know.
Depending on their contract and what that says.
Yeah, I wonder if like AHL falls under the NHL banner.
If they have a two-way contract, maybe.
I don't know. And then like Russia's still going to ice the KHL. So like they'll probably win. Because Canada's going to have to do the same thing that America's doing.
They're going to play like, you know, WHL kids or even then they'll be prospects. They might be able to if they have an NHL contract.
I don't know, man. Should be interesting.
But Ovechkin's like, yeah, tell me I'm not going. I'm going to go play.
Right. Well, I think.
And they're not. They probably won't even do anything about that.
Well, I think that the NHL already said, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can't go. I think they clarified their statement that, like, no one.
It's clear. Yeah, it's like a legal obligation.
Yeah,
like, you could,
like,
possibly be suspended.
Like, you don't go. Yeah. Or you'll be suspended, or I guess they'll. Unless they just pull that stupid, like, oh, your contract's not insured.
Well, yeah, the NHL will do some shit where they, like, basically sit down with the Capitals and tell them what's up. And, like, this is going to happen to your team or your franchise, or that we're going to suspend them. And, like,
and
the coach is going to sit down with them and GM, like, listen, dude, we understand, but our team needs you because we need to lose in the first round of the playoffs again next year.
Exactly.
You can't just do this.
And then, like, the owner of the Capitals, they had him quoted as being like, well, if Alex wants to go, I don't see how I can stop him. And it's like, you just tell him not to fucking go because you're the owner of the team.
Yeah, Ed Snyder would take that shit. He's like, hey, come here, kid.
Bitch. Bah. Like, come on.
If he's going to eat the suspension, I guarantee he'll eat the suspension.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's a big meal.
He'll make more money playing for Russia in the Olympics than he would not playing for Russia.
Oh, dude, once he's tired of playing, Jalen, his body's giving up. Once he wins a cup, he's like, he's going to like pull Kovalchuk.
Yeah.
He's going to win a cup, maybe.
No, he's going to.
He'll go to KHL in the last like 7 years. Like, yeah. Drogba playing the MLS right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, he had his great years playing soccer over, you know, in the
Drogba
best leagues.
Drogba bailed.
That's what the MLS is all about now, just getting.
Yeah.
Right. Drogba bailed, Lampard bailed, Schweinsteiger just joined Chicago.
Yeah.
Schweinsteiger did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's
yeah,
just
joined I know Thierry Henry came.
Isn't that the guy
France.
Our friend Bobby's called the Genocider? When he played FIFA back in the day.
Well, he was really good, and he was a midfielder for Bayern Munich, and then he went to somewhere.
Yeah, Euro team.
He went
Manchester, to Man U, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Vitz, I think.
And now, he went to Man U, which is like, I don't know, I guess on par with the
yeah, they're
German
like
league.
The, yeah.
But
the
now,
Premier
like,
League, Premier League's like the most yeah. known
And now
league.
He's in the twilight of his career playing midfielder for the Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
And then you have...
it's always interesting to me to think about
I think
that.
Kaká from Brazil is on.
Wait, what's his name?
Yeah, Kaká.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Got some Kaká.
Fart was that dainty.
I'm trying to think of who else. They have a lot of, like...
Lampard's there. Did we say Lampard?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the other guy's name?
And then you obviously had Beckham come over.
Yeah, Beckham
and
played
And then
in
Robbie
LA.
Keane was on LA, too.
The Union had to do for a while, who was, like, kind of a big name.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, Freddie Adu. Now they have Maurice
Freddie
Adu.
Freddie
Adu's
playing for the U.S.
Maurice Adu. Oh, and Bedoya
US World
right
Cup
now.
Team.
Yeah.
You have Bedoya, who is a U.S. World
Cup
team.
Oh, my God, soccer.
Player.
I'm falling asleep listening to this talk. Jesus. Just kidding. I brought it up, kind of. I think it's interesting now how, like...
No, well, it kind of... It parlays back because they had their great careers in other leagues, and now they've...
But it's like...
Kovalchuk, like, gave up on the NHL and went back to the KHL
Pavel
to enjoy
Datsuk.
The twilight of his career.
Pavel Datsuk went did back. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Peter Forsberg went and played in Europe.
Yeah, and then his foot
I feel
exploded.
like a lot of those guys just do that.
Yeah, it makes sense. They can make some more money and like be yeah. closer to their hometown.
They can.
They
they'll make more money. They keep playing. They're closer to home, and the leagues aren't as rigorous as the
yeah.
NHL.
Yeah,
it's like a lot easier for them to play. There's
not
a lot
much,
of NHL.
Not as much hitting.
Like, oh well.
Look at Jágr leaving and coming back. Jágr like took some years off to put some years back on the thing, and like
which,
he drove with some premium gas in the tank for a couple of years and got the engine back up to ship shape and came over to here.
He was there was just an article about him, maybe on TSN. I don't know. He's like, I could definitely play till I'm like 50.
Yeah.
We'll he see said if you're that you're 45. He said that he's better this year than he was last year because he cut weight and got better cardio in the offseason.
That's all he does is he just works out all the time.
Him and Rob Brendamore
just
are like
ridiculous.
The two like main guys. They're like goddamn like boxers back.
I didn't realize like until a couple weeks ago that like, Chris Chelios played until he was almost 50.
Yeah,
he was like 47
old
or
bastard.
Something like that.
But he was also on those Red Wings teams that were really good.
Yeah, but yeah. he was in the AHL for I think.
It's a lot harder I think to stick around longer nowadays because as for any sport because the sports are getting so like every small part of the game gets specialized. Like you go back to baseball like every there's like five different special pitchers you can have on the team.
Well, the game's so much faster now, too.
Yeah.
Closer.
Like, look at...
Well, see,
I don't think Gordie Howe would be able to survive at the age of 50 like he was back when he was playing.
It's faster, and I think the game's like much more like, you know...
Same thing with the NFL.
Oh, my God. Every team is just... People are getting faster. Humans are just like the sports science and, like, you know, steroids.
HGH. All that stuff.
But go back to the soccer thing. I think it's kind of cool. Like the Premier League, as you always see advertisements for on America, like an English Premier League, like, you know, watch on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
And then, like, you look, like, in like, England, like, whatever, they'll have, like, the same thing for NFL. It'll be, like, it's kind of cool. Like,
oh,
they'll have, like, the National Football League, you know, America's biggest league, whatever. Like, they'll have, like, them televised over there.
Well, that's why they played those games there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, British
they're
people
trying
are,
to
like,
get a
oddly
team
fascinated
there.
With...
They don't understand. I remember talking to a guy from Britain once online. I won't tell you how we met about it. And he was like saying, I played Madden. Madden's fun, but I don't understand what I'm doing. I'm just like throwing the like you throw the ball. It's like, it seems like rugby, but a little different. Like it's a lot different than rugby, but it's like the same kind of like concept.
It's a lot more commercials.
Yeah. And a lot more wife beating.
It's true.
Yeah.
Did you see Dak Prescott pulled out that lady's boobs on St. Patrick's Day?
He did.
Was it Dak or is Ezekiel? One of those. One of the Cowboys.
No, I did not see that.
They were like partying, and he like pulled the lady's shirt down, and everybody was like, "This is disgusting. How are you going to punish him?" And the NHL was like, "No comment."
The NHL, because
the NHL
about it?
Doesn't,
or the NFL was like, "No comment." Yeah, just pull a lady's boobs out when you're partying.
What did she care?
I don't know. Probably not.
If she didn't care, then
lots of money. So like,
who gives a shit? Here's a cowboy, and I want him to get in trouble. I don't really don't care. Mm.
Speaking of cowboys, did you see Romo's joining the announce booth?
What? Yeah.
He retired.
You're tired?
And he's going to be an announcer for CBS Sports.
It's going to be awful.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That just reminds me of my back when it broke. Which year, Tony? Shut up. 2006
honestly,
this time.
You're telling me that whoever the Bears have a quarterback is not a better choice than Tony Romo?
Who, Mike Glennon?
Yeah, they just signed Mike Glennon to like a ridiculous deal.
Is Cutler still there? No, he.
No, I think he's somewhere. A free agent.
Yeah, well, he'll probably stay that way until someone's desperate in training camp or someone goes.
He'll be
down
on the Jets.
Contract's going to be $5 and a box of Hershey's chocolate bars.
They call him Cutler fat.
No, he has diabetes.
No, diabetes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, type 1. He's born with it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Will you look at me like that? Like, I have type 2
they
yet?
Figured
Jesus
it out.
Christ, I'm still working on it, kid.
They figured it out in college, and that's why they were like, oh, that's why you like get dizzy and tired so easy. And he's like, yeah, this is great. I can play football now. But he always looks like he's going to cry.
His face is hateable.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler always looks like just the most whiny person.
Yeah, he always looks like he's about to cry about something.
Yeah.
And now he's going to cry because he has no job. And he lost out to some Mike Glennon guy who I've never heard of.
Yeah, well,
he's going to sign. He'll sign. He'll probably get signed to like the Texans or did Jets sign anybody yet?
No.
Don't worry, he'll sign.
Where did Asweller go?
The hell's that?
Brock Osweiler.
He went to the Texans, didn't he?
No, he went to the Texans, and then the Texans traded him to the Browns, maybe?
Yeah, during like the doldrums of the January, February of like NFL, it's like over. Like after the like Super Bowl, I kind of like check out of that for a little bit because everybody don't care. Then I like follow the Eagles moves a little bit, but I won't check up on everything else till the summer when it starts taking shape because, let's be honest, like the draft is a little more important than free agency.
Wait, did
NFL.
They keep Brock Osweiler?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Who did the Browns trade for? And they were like, oh, he got a second round
maybe
pick.
Maybe they just bought him out. Yeah, I think they might have just bought him out. I don't know.
I forget. But I just remember the
what
Browns traded
for Brock
for
Osweiler, though. He like made he signed a contract.
He's on the Browns.
So much money.
He's on the Browns.
Oh, damn it. Who the fuck did the Browns trade for then?
I know you're talking about
they
it.
They traded for like another quarterback, and they were like,
it was just to like just buy out his contract.
Yeah, it was just to take his contract and get a pick.
Yeah. It might have been Osweiler.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, well. Anyway. Where were we?
I think it's time to do our second to last Lauren Hart waves of the 2016-2017 Flyer season. What do you guys say?
All right.
I think it's time to give out some kudos to the Flyers players deserve praise, or Flyers staff deserve praise. And without further ado, I will go first. Lauren Hart wave of the week. I'm going to give it to Michael Neuver for letting Stolarz get in the game. That was a real bro move on his part by going down. We know you were faking, Michael. It's okay. We love you still. And I want to see Stolarz get some action. And he knew he wasn't going to get a start, so he did the best he could and got him out there. And for that, we thank you. Jeff, Lauren Hart wave of the week for you.
I am going to say for his increased play as the season winds down, no teeth himself.
What you think?
Mr. Cooter.
Mr. Cooter.
Mr. Cooter.
Number 14, Sean Couturier.
Sean Couturier.
Yeah, but I thought he only gets secondary assists and
it's
he sucks.
It's raising his trade value.
Oh, okay. It's all about trades with Jeff.
Off-season move.
You just like stockpiling picks. You're the Sam Hinkie of the hockey
world. That's
true.
Eventually. when are they going to pay off? And I don't know. Keep stockpiling.
That's some people think you're pretty retarded. Doyle, your Lauren Hart waves of the week.
Who'd you pick?
I picked Michael Neuver.
For falling over.
So Stolarz could play.
Oh, I'm just going to pick Stolarz.
Are you listening to me? Jesus.
No, I was looking up this Browns trade.
So you pick Stolarz.
You pick Stolarz?
Yeah.
Wow, no love for Moore. I thought we were going to pick him.
Dude, it's one game,
score.
Man. Come on.
Yeah, he didn't score, you're right. He sucks.
Honorary mention to forever backup Eric Samborski.
For what?
Backup.
For what backup?
Forever backup.
Forever backup.
Eric Samborski.
For almost getting the game, but not quite having Stolarz get hurt.
I think
so
that was the trade. I think you're right. But they said they were going to trade Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. And
they just haven't traded him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we can
he's
do.
He's going to be their quarterback, I guess. Oh, also, another news in the hockey world. Kyle Okpozo has been out since March 28th with an undisclosed illness and will not play the remaining games of the season.
Ebola.
He has mono.
That
kissing dirty women. No, I think he's married.
Or men, Jesus
so
Christ,
wife's
man.
A dirty
let's not
woman.
Like assume his sexuality on the show. Geez, we're a progressive show.
That's offensive, Jeff.
Gendered condescension. Don't get your boxer briefs in a bunch.
Yeah. Right.
I should have never assumed his pronoun.
Don't get your going commando in a bunch.
Oh, I'm going commando.
Not anymore, you're not. Oh, shit.
So I went on a Roto World. Kyle Okposo has been hospitalized and is in intensive care at the neurosurgical ICU at Buffalo General Hospital.
Oh my God!
Did that just happen?
April 5th, 8:37 p.m.
Oh wow! Yeah, because this was possible? This was at 12:02 p.m. They said that they were very worried.
I hope he's okay. It was not one of those like things like Brock Lesnar had where he got infection and tried to
kill him. Paul Hamilton of WGR AM 550 reported it first, and the Buffalo News confirmed it. This suggests Okposo could be dealing with an issue such as stroke, brain hemorrhage, trauma, or a tumor.
Oof.
It's not a tumor.
That's scary. Our doctors and done some tests. The Sabres will probably reveal more about the situation soon.
That's awful.
That's freaking scary.
That is sad, but you know what's awesome? The Flyers are not saddled with that 7-year contract.
All right. Without further ado.
You know what? Can I give new waves? To Ron Hextall for not signing.
The new waves?
Oh, so.
What are you, Duran Duran?
Fuck.
New wave music. Anyway, guys.
I got it.
What time did he go to? What time did he go in? How long ago was that?
It doesn't matter to me.
8:37, so literally 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So that means you know what time it is now after 10 minutes? Do you guys even know? Doyle, do you even know what we're about to do?
No.
I think you do.
It's time for...
Shibba-doo-bop-bop, tweet of the week.
Yeah! That's right, it's Tweet of the Week, everybody. Your favorite part of the show. We take you, the listeners, or the tweeters. People don't listen to the show but don't even know we exist. We still take your Twitters. And we use them.
We follow them.
We do things with them. Yes, we do things with them. So without further ado, Jeff, I believe you have the Tweet of the Week for this week. So we did not do it last week. Anyway.
If you are a Flyers fan.
I'm going to add one after this, by the way.
All right, if you're a Flyers fan and you follow their prospects, then you would know that Carter Hart and the Everett Silvertips played in a 6 overtime game?
Something like that, yeah.
Last week? Longest game in the history
of
the
team.
He
played like 2 games worth of games.
Correct. The opposing goalie for the team that the Silvertips played against was named Griffin Outhouse, all right? And now the setup for this joke, Mr. Mork Spinkter at
how appropriate.
Stace_off-base tweeted, Griffin Outhouse made 72 saves but could not flush out the 70 turd.
Jesus. Oh my God!
Of the week, yeah.
All the replies are my favorite because they're like, "Dude, this tweet is a perfect joke," and it's just not getting the traction it should. And he's like, "Thank you, everybody."
Have you guys?
I suffer for my art.
Have you guys seen what Mike Commodore has been doing recently?
No, what he's been doing now?
So,
he's telling people to pack their fucking bags.
No, it's good. He's been taking everybody's plus minus ratings. And
oh, right.
He's been writing Wednesday at hashtag the Masters. The leader, Duchesne, came back to the field with a dreaded triple bogey. Barry with another solid birdie. It's tight. And then it's just the stat sheet. Matt Duchesne is at minus 33. Tyson Barry's at minus 32.
He took a screenshot and tweeted at Jake. He's like, come on, guy. You got to work harder to catch up. And
I think he said another one today.
Yeah.
Did Jake block him, you think?
No, I think they're
friends.
No,
they are friends. They were they played together on Columbus.
Okay.
Oh, so. Here we go. He said, Wednesday at the Masters is quiet. Only player to watch is Kulikov, plus his flamethrower up in Buffalo. He's on fire.
God bless his soul.
Yeah, Mike Commodore is awesome. He's doing good work on Twitter between that and Pack Your Shit.
Yeah, I did enjoy that with the trade deadline and everything
hilarious.
Else. So, I guess it's time to do the Song of the Week before we wrap this show up because, it's that time. I could do it last week. And Jeff, you said you had an 84 song.
I did.
All right.
Ready?
I'm ready.
It's episode 84. Last week was episode 84.
That's all. We're
Jesus Christ. We're going to don't know a whole lot about that.
Listen,
God.
We had to get it in because we didn't do it last week.
But you never will.
But you never will.
Thank God.
Yes, of course. So without further ado, 55. Or 85.
Jesus Christ. I didn't even know the numbers.
Looking down the barrel. Looking down the barrel of an 85.
I'm listening to episode 85.
Much better than 84.
That's not saying much. So is AIDS.
I just want someone.
So is what Kyle Okposo has.
Come on, that's not even diagnosed yet, man.
Too soon.
I'm just guessing.
Guys, we just broke news, kind of. Too bad nobody's going to hear this
until tomorrow. Yeah.
Fuck.
We just broke news that people aren't going to hear for another 24 hours.
And afterwards, I'll break wind.
Just remember, when you hear this, we heard it first.
You've already done that three times.
How many?
Three.
Okay. All right, guys. This next one.
Staring down the barrel of an 85.
Should I say it's 85? I don't know. Maybe I'll combine 84 and 85 into one song. Would that be something?
Yeah, because that's what you did.
Yes.
Shut up, Jeff. Fourth and go. What's episode 84? Made some dumb jokes, so we're not welcome anymore. Weren't I the one who said the Flyers wouldn't die, but they crumbled and they did not survive. Oh no, but now episode 85. Oh, as long as they had a shot, I thought they'd stay fucking alive. I waited all my life to win. I'm sure we will be back again. We will survive. We will survive. Episode 85. Instrumental.
Masterwork to get in both weeks' worth of songs.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. I spent 5 minutes before Doyle got here doing it. So.
I know. I saw you do it.
Yeah, well, Jeff was reading on Diablo. I was sitting here going like, wait a minute. This is the one that's going to work.
Just a Diablo casual.
Yes.
Yep.
Also, he's a casual hockey fan, so he wants to trade Giroux. Just kidding. We have plenty of time to dissect the Flyers' end of the season stuff, which we will be doing next week and the week after.
We can dedicate a whole episode to trading Giroux.
And I look forward to looking at our predictions for the beginning of the year, because I forget them, but they are written down somewhere. We'll be pulling some clips from old show. And also, this Saturday, what do you say?
Yes, I have the... Right. I have the season.
All right, we'll bring them up next week. This Saturday...
Oh, God.
Did what? Pull just fart?
Yes.
A dog fart? This Saturday, my dog will be farting. Also,
it's awful.
We're going to be at Xfinity Live, right?
Yeah, I think so. All right, wow.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Ooh, that's musky.
Ooh, can you wait to end the show, you damn dog? She wouldn't even eat her medicine earlier. I'm so mad at her.
She's just hanging out. Did you see how she looks like right now?
It smells like you lit a baby diaper.
She's like hanging over the stairs.
She wants to go downstairs. But anyway, we can't let you go down
yourself,
there.
Lulz.
Oh, my God. It smells like the rotten Cheerios.
No, don't bring her over here. Oh, God.
Anyway, guys, thank you guys for listening. But just so you know, if you guys are in the area on Saturday for the final
Xfinity Live,
the Blue Jackets play the Flyers at 12:30. We'll be there during and after the game, hanging out
with special guest.
Special guest who?
Joe Walker.
Oh, yeah, Joe Walker should be making an appearance as well. So we'll be hanging out there.
If you want to come out and buy, oh God, that smell! If you come out and buy us beers, I will not be opposed.
Yeah, that would be actually great for all the wonderful hours of entertainment we give you on a monthly basis. And the hour of entertainment we give you on a weekly basis. Sometimes
I will take a light beer, please, and thank you.
The 4 hours we give you on a monthly basis.
Yes. We get a little bit more. Sometimes we round it up a little bit. It's okay. But thank you guys for listening. And don't worry, guys. We have 2 games left. Enjoy it, because, you know, even though you don't want to watch right now, when it comes July and you're waiting for hockey to start, you're going to wish you watched it.
Oh, by the way, before we end this, people were freaking out earlier that the Flyers sent down Sam Morin and Colin McDonald.
Right. Oh. Morin will probably come back.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about the whole Konechny saga.
I think it's like a paper move.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about next week, because there are plenty of things to say about him out of the season.
He fucking stinks. Trade him.
Hot take Doyle.
You said it here first, guys.
Hot take with a pancake.
What? Also, we have t-shirts.
Yes, so we did get the shirts in.
T-shirt.
They look great. Online store, it's a couple bugs to work out. So here's what we're going to do. If you have been a fan of the show or aren't a fan of the show, don't really talk to us. Let us know if you are comfortable. We'll work out
an
arrangement. We will ship it to you.
We've done it before.
Yeah,
we're not
done
creeps.
It before for other people that listen to the show with koozies and all that stuff. It's $10 and $3 for shipping. That's it.
Also, we have stickers too.
Yeah.
If you're interested in stickers,
we'll throw one in
maybe
there.
Maybe we'll throw some in with the shirt.
We'll throw a sticker in a shirt, whatever. And, If you want the full shebang, you get a shirt, your choice of koozie, and shipping, all $15. Just
look at this. Look at us packaging stuff together.
This deal. But this will all be available on the website eventually.
Only for a limited time.
I'm extremely busy with other things in my life recently.
That's a Mandingo size
package. But we will do it. But $10 a shirt, $3 shipping, guys. It's a good deal. If not, it's cool. You don't have to wear it, but they are nice shirts. We will have pictures of them posted. You already probably saw them on our Twitter or Facebook, and they're nice. And they're comfy.
We'll get Drew to model one for us.
These aren't the iron-on shirts either. These are like real shirts. These are screen-printed shirts.
These will not. this will not crack.
They're great.
You
can wear them to dress down Friday at work. It's a beer can with our name on it and hockey sticks, and it says our name on the back. Because you know, all people at your office probably hate their job too. Give them something to listen to.
It's true.
And that's with that being said. You guys have anything else?
No.
All right, guys. So we'll see you on Saturday at Xfinity Live, possibly. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and the Flyers. And on Monday, come check out Bobby Ray's Tavern in Pensacola for an open mic, free comedy show every week. It's outside. It's getting nicer. And go Phillies, I guess. Goodbye.
That's all we got.
Go Phils.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.